哇！
我过，我过。Man, we have got to invest in that sound system.
Got to get a fucking horn. This is ridiculous. Gotta get a Jamaican horn.
All right,
and we need some grease for that chair, my dude.
I know.
What's that sound? What's that song? What it is? Oh, what's the? Okay, we got some music in the background. Oh, wait.
Yeah. No, or like, what's that song? That Wale and Rihanna song, "War." By the time that song was dope, like the first 10 times you heard it, but by the time the radio got a hold of it, like,
is it bad?
if I hear this shit one more time, that is not a beat. That's nothing. That's a sweet ass bed. Yo, welcome to the cut, man. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, man.
We got the regular cast characters. I got my man G Dub. Thurman over here. We're gonna talk about some wild shit. First off,
shout out to Jackson State University women's basketball team
for
winning the swag. Good job going to the tournament to set them up to get their asses stomped.
Hey,
by who?
It don't matter. Them schools would be happy to be there.
Are we champions? That's all I want to know. Are we champions?
Hey,
it's got to start somewhere.
Hey, it's just a setup to fail, though, bro. I don't like it. I personally don't like it. 16 seed.
We got the chip.
Playing against Baylor first round. That's probably what it's going to be. Probably all UConn. Good job.
Hey, somebody got to be candy for it.
But at least they get to go to the A, because I'm pretty sure they're probably going to be in the South, and it's probably going to be like in Atlanta or somewhere, New Orleans somewhere. So at least they get to go to the A, hang out for a weekend.
We have the championship. Everything after that, that's like, oh, okay, all right, that's separate. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna wear the women's basketball crown and the swag. Mm-hmm. Anything else after that, okay, cool. That's the we on TV game. I'll take it. But yeah, sometimes I'll be like, because I'm like, what if we just say no? Like, I'll pass. Because ain't nothing worse than the ass whooping game. They like, oh. And then, like, the NCAA set up so whack. I'm like, why would you put the number one
against the last year?
Killing my vibe, bro. We can't even. Yo, bro, just sit on the floor.
I got to do some of this chair. This chair is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And honestly, no one can hear it, but I think this mic is so wide open. It's like,
yeah, we're hearing like, everything, though.
I'm hearing everything. He's going to be right in my ear with that. He's just going right there in my ear. Anyway, all right. So, I was going to talk about what had going on in my life, but I forgot. You know, other than this car, I got a new whip.
We saw you on the gram with the Acura. We had to say that's what's up.
Okay.
So two things. One, I wasn't gonna post it because my wife had posted it, and I was like, nigga, one, it ain't my car. I ain't gonna be driving it. That's only primarily her car. That's how life goes when you're a married man. I don't get to drive that shit. I get to drive it on the weekend, but like
put some gas in
driver,
like you get to go to the
gas in. Exactly. As a daily driver, that's her car. So I'm like, hey. You post that. That's your will. She's like, nah, you need to post it. You need to be excited about it too. I'm like, all right. You know, it don't take much. It don't take much for me to
just get out there stunting, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, get out here stunting.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah,
but listen, you can go overboard, like, on some, like, TikTok dance slash. You know, you doing the Birdman hand. Yeah. 2021, the haters, we all at. I'm at the fellowship.
You know, taking 95 prom pictures next to the car, like, bye-bye.
At least the jail pole's in the front.
Bye. I was like, as long as you didn't get out, talking about where the money reside. I'm out.
Yeah, at the trunk.
Exactly. Where the money reside.
I don't even have it. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
You getting it dropped off like helicopter style?
Oh,
like, you know what I'm saying? The dealership owner comes by the house and shake your hand.
He gonna drop it off, you know what I'm saying, with the cheese. And then here's the sad part. We got the Sonata, and I was like, yo, you took a Sonata. He was like, well, you know, it's tough to take a car sight unseen. And I was like, if you see it, you're not going to give me more money. So, like, let's make out something where you don't see it. And you just imagine it's a good car. And then you come get it. And he's like, I don't feel comfortable with that. So the problem, the big problem is it was in Greensboro. Cars in Charlotte. I'm not bringing this bitch up here. I want you to come get it. And they were like real unmotivated to drive to Charlotte for a car that ain't worth shit.
Damn.
So I had to sell it to Carvana for like some bubble gum, like some Starbucks wrapper papers.
Exactly. They gave you like two Cheeto sticks and a box of chocolates.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't have no place. I don't have nowhere for it to go. You can't stay here.
You got to go somewhere.
You got to go somewhere.
Hold on, what you talking about? You talking about the
Sonata? I got an 09 Sonata that was once again previously my wife's car, and then was hand me down to me. So I work from home. I don't really drive it. It just sit in the garage. I just use it to take every boy to the daycare, and that's it. And come back to the house, and then I don't even drive a car no more.
Okay.
But since we got the act, I'm like, you can't stay in the garage. I don't want to put you out front. I got a flat tire. I got a flat tire in the bitch like 3 weeks ago, and I have not fixed because I knew we was getting a new car. I was like, I have no unmotivated to spend any money on this bitch.
So wait a minute. So you sold it for bubble gum. Once again, you still didn't. What did I say last time something pop up? Holla at your boy.
Holla at your boy.
You've been to my. You know that I have like. I could have put that joint in the back and like made it disappear. Like you owe some money on it. I would have even been like, yo, what are they gonna give you? I'll, you know, see if I can make some.
Let me tell you, when I tell you what they're giving me for this, you're gonna be like, bitch, really? How much you think they're giving me for the Sonata? Just off of it's a wild ballpark.
Wait, it's an 09 Sonata. How many miles on it?
Almost an 09 Sonata with 160. How much
did they get? 160? They gave you 1500.
Then they gave me 1500. I swear to God, it would be sitting in wherever they needed to go. They gave me $200 for it.
They gave you what?
$200.
What?
$200, and I took it because I didn't really take it. It hasn't been.
This is twice. I would have been like, yo, you know what? I will come get it. I have an SU. I'll throw this joint on the back. You sign off on it. I'll take it out. I would have came and got it for again.
$200.
Okay. Check this out. I have not technically sold shit. Like they come and get it. I still have a chance. They're not coming to get it too. Then I come to get it to
you. Uh-oh.
So there is a window. Where I get you 10. Exactly. It's a window. If you want this bitch, you want this. All you got to do is give me more than $200. That's it. That is not a hard bargain.
And you see, you got the title and everything. My G. After this call, I'm coming through.
We're going to have to talk.
Yeah, after we finish up here, I'm gonna be on my way. So, boom. Yeah. I mean, is it still running?
It's still running.
Oh,
now, if you're familiar with 09 Sonatas, you know they have an issue with the paint job where the paint chips because it's like some defect with the car.
Look at my face. Do it look like I give?
Yeah.
I'll holler at you after this.
Damn.
I have a
man. We're here making business deals. I know the people listening, and they're like,
I don't give a fuck.
What?
They like, hey, if it was live, the comments would be fire. Like,
yeah, they would be fire. It would be laughing at me. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about me, at least in this scenario. I needed the space. I have a limited amount of space, and if I can't get a good deal, in my mind, the opportunity to get a good deal was to get a trade-in because that's typically when they're like, I don't give a fuck. I'll give you whatever to take it off your hands. Once the trade-in, the leverage of buying a car from them was gone, ain't nobody give me shit for it. Because, you know, in my mind, after that, it's not, there's no leverage here. I'm going to give you what I think it's worth. And I don't really feel like, maybe, you know, like 500 to 1,000 miles, but I need to go on today. Now.
All right, well, yeah. We can keep going. I repeat, I will be hitting you up immediately after this.
All right, anyway. Let's move. Moving on.
Please, dude.
10 minutes talking about foolishness.
Yeah. I have to take this out in post.
Yeah, exactly. I might have to edit that bitch out. You sold a couple. What? So, recently, earlier this week, Oprah had an interview with Meghan Markle, and Harry about their life as being a royal and their treatment by the royals. And, you know, it's crazy. A lot of people watched it. I could give a fuck. That ain't really me. I don't care all that much. But it was like,
give two fucks.
It was like, everybody was like, they was on it. They're like, I can't believe that they racist and they act this way. And I'm like, where have you guys been?
No, and I think what happened was after they got married, you would think it was like, okay, we understand now. It was one of those things where people really felt like, hey, once we get an understanding, we good. But for, you know, like, and it's not like Meghan Markle is, you know, Lupita Nyong'o.
I know, right?
Hey.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
But Lupita bad, though.
Oh, yeah, but once again, I think they would be, you know. So it was like what they were asking for was on some real, like, oh, y'all like racist for real, like any drop of black in you.
Yes. Like the queen probably went up to the baby with a paper bag test, like, oh, nigga, you is way too damn dark. I don't know.
What is going on? Wait a minute. You do understand that, like, even all babies when they born are light skinned. So, like, the question was, how dark is this baby gonna get?
Yeah.
And I'm like, have these people not read books, seen pictures? And then I had to remember, oh, I forgot. These are not real people. I get it now.
Yeah. And she been catching hell from jump, and it's just one of those things, like, what did you honestly expect?
Yes, this is my big thing. I'm like, a lot of people are like, wow, the royals are racist. Here's the thing with the royals, at least for me. We have spent, a thousand years putting up British royalty on a pedestal, not just telling them that they're better than black people. They're better than everyone. I'm better than everyone. So when you tell me you bring in a person of color who they already feel like they're better than everyone, and then you got someone who in their mind is even a step below that. No, there's no way. I'm going to have problems. I'm going to have questions. You know what I'm saying? And the idea people are like, oh my God, they're racist. Yeah, of course they're racist. You have created these people who have told them that they are inherently better than everyone. Why would you expect them to be anything else? You know, where would they get the empathy not to be racist from?
But then you would think, like, once they got married, you would think it's like, all right, y'all over there, we over here, because she's technically the Duchess of Essex.
Yeah.
So it's like, y'all be over in Essex.
Where the hell is Essex?
I'm about to say, I have no idea.
Like, what did they just? Are they just making shit up? Because that's what I feel like they did.
It's almost like the Duchess of Harrisburg. Like, it's not like this. It's like, hey, this county over here is your spot. You're the Duchess of Harrisburg. Good day, y'all live in Harrisburg, doing Harrisburg shit. But yeah, the fact that they got
the Duchess of College Park, huh?
Yeah,
Duchess of College Park. Let's go.
But
I mean, she said that they were so mean to her that she was contemplating suicide, and you know, I mean, that's depressing. That sucks. That sucks that they that mean to you. What I will say to that, though, is please do not give them the, you know what I'm saying? Like, when people you know they're getting to you, that's when they're the worst. That's when they're the worst. I would never give you the what's the word I'm looking for?
The authority.
The satisfaction. That's it. The satisfaction to know that you was fucking pissing me off. You really, really getting me. That would, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, I would never do that.
I feel like, you know, first off, the whole royalty bullshit is over for me, because I couldn't understand it when, like, people were talking about Princess Diana, and I was like, I could give two fucks about that lady, God rest her soul. And, like, they were like,
you really
want to
put that in the same sentence? I'm like, no, give a fuck. God rest her soul.
Hey, you know I'm from Mississippi. You know I'm from the South.
That sound like something like, man.
What did the baby say? Hey, I don't even know this is fair. Just talk different.
But yeah, anyway. Like, again, they, like 100 million people in the U.S. watched her funeral. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, when the first two got married. 100 million people watched their wedding. Yeah. When Markle married Harry, 100 million people watched the wedding. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. We have a weird infatuation.
Yeah. And when you think of, why? You know, from whence we come, like, hey, a lot of the slavery was authorized by those over in, you know, in Europe. So this whole king, and it's not like they're in charge, they're still a parliament. No. Which is their, you know,
they
version of our government. So it's not like Queen, you know, Elizabeth walks in and says something. It's like, oh, your majesty. Yeah. It's like, it's almost like
she
a held up title.
She ain't what's that dude named, the Prince Abu Dhabi or whatever?
No. She is not the Sheikh Mohammed.
Hey, you gotta watch your mouth on them, because they got enough money to literally send some people just to you.
What the fuck they want in the Arab Emirates, in Saudi Arabia, you cats.
I mean, to me, I'm like, they got like the perfect setup, because like pretty much the whole reason why there's even a Dubai is because the prince over there, he decided that, you know what. Oil is someday going to end, so we need something else popping to make up for when oil is gone from our area.
It's a family, but only two of the brothers got good cities. Like, one of them got Abu Dhabi, one of them has Dubai, and the other one got like a fucking dirt field.
I bet he grows some shit on there though. Like, this is the corn that y'all gonna be eating in 2027. So you're welcome.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, they kind of was like, we got to do something. And so, like, they can actually take over and make rules and decide shit. Yeah. The British royals, they can't do nothing but kind of soft influence stuff.
Yeah. It is very similar to here in Charlotte with the city manager and the mayor. You know what I'm saying? Where, like, the mayor, you think the mayor is in charge, but the person is really in charge of Charlotte is the city manager. They're the one that's doing all that day-to-day shit that you think. Because, I mean, here, the mayor is really a part-time job. Like, I'm about 90% sure my life's got a real job. She has a real job. Because they don't really do, like, when important stuff happens, disasters, she's the public face, but the city manager is the one doing that actual work. And I'm sure that's the same way with the royals. Where the royals are like a public face, it seems as if they're in charge. But in actuality, Parliament is one making all of the
they're more or less, like I said, they're more or less a spokesperson. Like, I wouldn't even put him up there as a mayor, because, like, as a mayor, you're way, shape, or form involved in those decisions.
Yeah. No, they have.
You're just like, hey.
No, they have a soft power. So basically, like, again, if they walk into Parliament and say, "I want to meet with the Prime Minister," guess what the Prime Minister gonna do? Open his door and let them come in. And he's going to sit down and have a meeting with them. And so, again, it's a soft power. So basically, they get to, like, they can't directly mandate something, but they have enough clout to where, like, if I suggest something, you're probably going to give it two thoughts, and most likely you're going to side with me.
That makes sense. That makes sense. But it also kind of scared that you got somebody that's got, like, 800 years of inbreeding making decisions in your country. Not exactly.
And I've been wondering, like, do people forget that they are typically related?
Yeah, extremely. They just now got to the point, you know, fairly the last couple hundred years or so, to the point where they kind of branching out the gene pool a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Not marrying their cousins. I mean, because typically you wanted somebody who was also royalty. That's the perfect matchup, is royalty marrying other royalty. But it ain't that many. And if you are constantly marrying royalty, it's some chance that's a cousin.
Somebody knows somebody a little too close.
Yeah, exactly.
What was it said? Because they were saying there are actually two Americans that live in, like, New Jersey who are part of that bloodline that actually kind of moved away, who are actually closer to the throne than, like, Prince Charles is.
Really?
Yeah, it was something. You know what?
I would just look. I looked at the diagram the other day, but honestly, I don't care. I was interested for like 2 seconds. Like, oh, that's it's gone.
Things. It's like, you know, you're interested for like 2 seconds. Like, what is the line of succession? Is it queen, then this president? I'm not interested no more.
Yeah, I don't care.
Because once you start hearing off from the org chart, you're like,
yeah. Once you start bringing out the flow charts, I'm out, chat. Okay. And here's my thing. My thing is, you know, a lot of black folks were like, hey, this is racism. And yeah, it is. But how does it affect you? Like the one person who is their big racist towards is Meghan Markle. And I don't want to be insensitive. I'm trying my best not to be insensitive about this. But you bought into this. You knew what the fuck this was going to be. If it would have been me, if I had married a royal, you know, let's say she has some daughters, and they were like, hey, you know how this going to be. I'm going to be like, hey, be racist, and then I'm going to steal some of your china. Like, I'm like, oh, this got to be worth something.
No, you don't have to steal.
Then you're going to prove, like, we know it.
You don't have to steal China. They pay you. He was getting like a couple $1 million a year stipend.
Yeah, like,
you know what? Yeah. I've been like, hey, let me get that stipend. We're gonna move to Canada. Ain't nobody I don't even need to hear nothing about no royalty no more, just as long as my stipend checks show up in my account.
Yeah.
Boom.
As long as the check cash, I'm good. Hey. In my life, how many of us do shit we don't want to do for some money? How many jobs do you work? You like, oh.
Hell, every day I go to work is
that was a great example. But here's the thing. With your job, it doesn't, I don't know. It just feels like, do I really want to do this every day? Like, because, you know, you got to start, and it'd be different if you could get away. Like, okay, we over here on the west side of England, we don't know nothing y'all talk about. But it's like everything she does is scrutinized, like, oh, why'd you wear that? And, you know, it's not like American journalists where they just go at you over some dumb shit. They will pick you apart over the size of your lapel and what day it is. You'd be like, fuck. Yeah.
And then you got people like Piers Morgan, who is like, I don't believe anything they say. And I'm like, hey, if anything good came out of this, it's that Piers Morgan, who is a piece of shit, got ripped and quit.
Piers Morgan strikes me as the type of person who thinks that they got more clout than what they got.
Because
I remember, where did Piers Morgan come from? Wasn't he like America's Got Talent or something?
I don't even remember
where he came from.
I remember him being like this for a while, but I don't remember his origin.
Oh, was he on there like the X Factor? He was on one of them talent shows, right? And he thought that he could turn that, his 5 minutes of fame for being a watered down Simon Cowell, into some serious. And so he tried to go to CNN and start and do a show. So he had a primetime slot with CNN before they learned that nobody in America likes his ass. Then he got gone. And then he went back to Britain. And again, clout chasing, was on a morning show before finally, I think it's like the black guy was like, you know what, bro, you two-faced it like a mother, and called his ass out, and he was done.
And then walked off stage. That's what gets me. I'm like, don't be no bitch about it. Be like, hey, I thought that was the, you know, have something to say other than the walk off. Like,
I mean,
no.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, even if I'm wrong, even if I'm wrong, I would not give you the satisfaction. See, I'm a big, I give you the fucking satisfaction that you got to be person. Like, I refuse to let you know that you pissed me off. Like, that's worse than anything. Anything you say to me, I'll swallow that shit and be like, hey, I catch you on the street.
It's on.
The street, it's on. But today, in front of these cameras, in front of these people, I can't let you know that you pissed me off.
But that's why he walked off, because he knew he looked like a straight dickhead in front of the dude, because he was trying to be like, well, I don't. And dude was like, why are you tripping? Like, she was just your people's last week, and all of a sudden you, I don't believe nothing. She, I don't care if she hung us. Like, what? Pretty much there was no, the only way to get out of looking crazy was to walk off.
Hey, he basically painted himself into one of them corners that, you know, you sometimes you just paint yourself into one of them corners.
Man, fuck you did, bro. Like, what? And then go quit. I mean, I would have came back the next day at least been like.
So pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah, like what?
So since we've been, you take it a couple weeks, I got vaccinated, nigga. I got my first vaccination. And I don't know what you're thinking. How the fuck you get vaccinated? That's a good question. I'm looking at directly in the camera.
Okay.
Good question. That's a good question. That is a story. So my sister-in-law was like, hey, Walgreens is the come up. You need to go on Walgreens and tell them you essential. Don't ask no questions. Just do that shit. That feels wrong.
But go ahead.
But I'm going to try it. I get on that bitch. I'm essential. They're like, hey, we got some appointments. Gastonia at the time had like 40 appointments. Had like a crazy amount of appointments. And granted, this is before they had opened up. Like they've opened up recently. So they might not have anymore. But they're like, hey, got 40 appointments. I'm like, I did feel bad, but now I don't feel so bad because I see a lot of appointments that are gonna get wasted. So I'm gonna go. It was like the 29th, that Monday was my deal. Like it was like that Monday, they were like, hey, come in here and get your shot. I said, what? I was like, oh man, I gotta get my lie together. I had all weekend, I was coming up with this elaborate lie in my head about how I'm essential and I got a new job and all these things. And I get in there, you know, they didn't ask me a goddamn thing. It was like, I got an appointment at 3. Yeah, give me a license and insurance card and go sit over there. And 20 minutes later, she gave me a shot. I was like, Chase, nigga, I'm like, hey, you want to hear my, you? Did you want to hear my lie?
It's a damn good one. It's a damn good one.
I spent all this time coming up with this joint, and you got to hear it. Somebody gonna hear this.
Somebody's gonna hear this.
I'm gonna tell the person on the way out what the story was. Like, man, I went in there and told them blah blah blah. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. I feel like gave you a warm shot of green tea and was like, oh, you cured. I gave it a shot of Lipton green tea. It was like,
exactly. Hey, yo, go ahead and hit that player.
I feel the effervescence coming over me. But yeah, congratulations.
I will say, hey, I felt scummy for like a day, but then like later that week they opened it up, and then since then Biden went on TV and said, "Nigga, everybody getting tested. I mean, gonna get vaccinated by July 4th." So I don't feel as bad anymore. I caught it the tail end. Yeah, I lied. Hey, Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do.
I don't know. In Gastonia, that's where they sent the dummy rounds. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what this is, to be honest with you. This could be cream water.
And they sent me to that placebo. And they gave me a goddamn placebo. This ain't nothing. I'm my whole arm and fell off. This is water in here.
Dedicated cat a saline shot. Huh? Take this. I don't hear about you, bitch.
Oh, man, you feel better. And then you just mentally felt bad the next day. Like, my side. Oh, I feel
bad. Oh, man. It must be really working because my arm is sore. Nah, look at that. That shit rotting off.
Why your fingers black?
Hey, man, you see that? You see that? That's the vaccination.
It's working in my body. Vaccination is you know, I got me some vaccination. You feel me?
I,
I felt bad until the lady was like, we have to use all our vaccines that day, and they send us some more tomorrow. So she was like, at the end of the day, we were just going to be just vaccinating people because I got to get rid of all of them, no matter what. You see what I'm saying? So when she said that, I was like, oh, well, bitch, I don't feel bad no more. You was going to waste. They were just going to sit there and go bad anyway. Well, you might as well be me. Might as well be me.
Because that's the rumor that I heard. No, that's the rumor I heard was that, like, if you just show up to Walgreens, CVS, the pharmacy, wherever, close to closing time, and was like, give me a vaccination, they were just going to stick you because, like you said, they just got to get rid of the shit. So they vaccinating anybody they see. You want a vaccination? Get one.
They treat them just like the $5 pizzas back in the day with Domino's.
Yes.
$5
vaccination. $5 vaccination.
Got dudes rolling around in the CVS van like, hey, yo, we got vaccination. Hey, Playboy.
Hey, my boy.
Playboy, come get this, little homie.
Come get this vaccination. Like, I got vaccination, my nigga.
Hey, little homie, I got you 2-for-1, 3-for-4. It. Let's go.
Exactly. Hey, you can get both shots today. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. What? I got A and B, my boy.
You know what I'm saying? And I got C. I don't even know what that do.
Exactly. Bro, I got
real vaccine.
Bro, I got this 2022 vaccine. If you really ready, come get this.
This is going to open up your third eye, my dude. You
exactly. Exactly. Most people only got two. You feeling me? But I got your third eye open now.
Oh man,
done with y'all.
I'm still nervous, but I'm like, I think it's one of like you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it one way or the other. They're gonna put it in a shot or your food.
You're getting this vaccination. Do you not hear it in Biden's voice? Biden ain't fucking around with y'all. He's like, hey, I ain't feeling that. Nigga, you getting this vaccination. That's what he should say. He's like, I'm not feeling about it, nigga. You getting this vaccination.
You know what? When I was driving through downtown Matthews and I saw all of the WPS, and you know, they was out in full effect out here eating in restaurants and out on balconies and shit. That just confirmed it, bro. I gotta get this shot. So you can be on the fence all you want to. But when I saw these WPs out here, wow,
when I knew I had to get my shot. When I went, it's a brewery up the street from us. And the day it opened up, they was all in
there. Out here.
Packed. Out here. Out to any other. And it wasn't even warm at the time. It was like 3 degrees outside. I didn't give a fuck. Just like shorts, up in each other's face. In shorts and flip-flops. Yeah, exactly. And flip-flops. And I was like, oh, I got to get this vaccination because they trying.
I got to.
Kill me. They going to cough right in my face.
they like, we back.
And I was in Academy Sports, and tell me why I had on my Mississippi State shirt. Tell me why this dude wanted to come up to me and start talking about SEC football. I'm like, dude, it's a fucking vaccine. It's a fucking pandemic. They got the little things telling you stand here. Why must you walk right beside me? Come, and he touched me too. Jesus, I almost died right there.
Last night we went to Firebirds. We did Firebirds, got some steak because we didn't really get to celebrate Valentine's Day because I ain't had no money. I haven't started a job yet, and you know, I had started, but you know, it's that time period between that 3 weeks between when you start your job and you get paid, and you stop doing unemployment when you started working, so you ain't nothing coming in. You just sitting there like,
po.
So I ain't had nothing. I was like, babe, you gonna have to work. You gonna have to wait. The check coming in.
You just hold off.
Then hold off for a little bit. Hey, I'm about to be in money. Just give me a little time. Anyway, so we were celebrating our Valentine's Day mad late, and we was at Firebirds, and late I had Boo in the car. I had Leilani in the car, and she is a white person magnet. They love her.
I know.
She in the car. She looking adorable. She barking. I'm buckling baby boy in the back seat. And I hear this white lady over my shoulder, Shante in the car, and she barking. She's like, oh my God, she's so cute from afar. And then she starts talking, and I'm like, bitch, why do you sound like you're getting closer?
You sound so near.
You sound near, right? And Shante is talking to her, and I turn around, and she's like, right there. She's like, can I pet her? She's like, can I pet her? No, get your COVID hands
away from me.
Yo, I swear, I'm sitting here, I'm talking. This guy, he walks up to me, and he's talking about SEC football. And the only thing going through my mind is, I think I'm going to die. I'm going to have to quarantine myself. Yeah. Oh, my Jesus, I don't want to take this thing home to my kids.
Right.
I can't lie and say they essential workers, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
And then he touched me, too, and I was like, I did not.
I got the
vibe. Yeah, I got
swear.
It.
But I had it. I was like, Jesus, they're going to put me on the vent. I'm gonna be on the vent. That's all I can think about.
I ain't even got my papers in order. they be fighting over my Jordans.
Jesus Christ.
They're like, how much for these? Exactly.
My will ain't written. God my damn. Will ain't ready. Oh shoot.
Anyway, so yeah. I know I gotta get this vaccination. Hey, if you guys are actually looking to get vaccinated though, FEMA got a pop up in Greensboro. They vaccinate 3,000 people. So
well, now,
if you want to do this, Greensboro at the Four Seasons Mall is the move because they out here.
Is that a kiosk?
Fascinating. It's a drive-thru.
Oh, okay. I'll say, nah, I don't know if they'd be like, hey, just stick your arm out the window, bro. I don't even care what you do.
You're like, hey, placebo, real vaccination, the placebo. Hey, you don't know which one you're going to get, Playboy.
Take a chance.
But yeah, that's the move. You're trying to get vaccinated, go to the sign up for the Four Seasons Mall. I mean, if we got people today, they're going to be banging.
Yeah, I don't even think they're going to get you. Ask for your ID. Like, hey, how many people you got in your car? All right, here go phone.
I mean, Biden bought 10 million vaccinations not too long ago. He said by the end of this month, they won't have enough for every man, woman, and child. So I'm like, man, yo, fuck that vaccination. Come give me that shit. Like, I ain't worried about people in line no more. Just give it to me. We'll figure it out. I figure the rest of that shit out later.
Because my is not, I mean, your cart is not 6 feet. So get off my ass, dude. Like, I promise you, we are in, like, we're in Burlington. I promise you, ain't nothing going nowhere no time soon. Relax.
And I said the same thing I said, and all these white people is waiting on is for somebody to say you don't have to wear no mask no more, and all masks are going in the trash.
I'm still wearing mine until I feel better, until I feel right.
Here's the thing, though. This is the reason why I can't go to the gym, because I'm only really assured that we're not transmitting the virus. When I wear my mask and you don't, and you wear your mask, when I wear my mask and you don't, my risk level goes down to medium. Yours is a damn low. You know what I'm saying? Your risk level goes high. Your risk level goes high. Mine's at a medium. You see what I'm saying?
So and then, go ahead.
You're surrounded by people who not wearing their mask.
Yeah. Cause I would say shit. You try running on a damn treadmill with a mask on. You fucking suffocate. That.
I just want to lift weights. I ain't lift weights in a year, and it's very meditative for me. It's like no, I miss it, man.
Yo, my dudes who I used to shoot ball with before the pandemic, they done started back up, and they sent me the email. You know, hey, bro, you coming out there? And I thought about it. Was about to hit that button, but then I was like, nah, nah.
It's too soon. You know, too soon. Contact.
After March 29th, I'll be like, oh, bets is off. Hey,
exactly.
I can't get it. You can give it to your kid, though. So, yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. That's why, like, you can't, even if you get, because, like, I was about to do the Walgreens thing myself and just run up there and be like, hey, I'm an essential worker. Give me that shot.
Yeah.
But then I was like, well, wait a minute. Wife was like, yo, you can't, it don't matter if you vaccinated, you can still bring it home to the rest of us. So if we're all not vaccinated, it doesn't matter. And I was like,
that means I'm single until y'all get y'all shot. we can fix that right now. I'm gonna get an apartment and my homeboy's out. We vaccinated. I'm back out in these streets like I've never left. Let's go. Hey, babe, you need to get your, hey, listen, these bras with the vaccines, they looking top notch right now.
Exactly.
Out here in these COVID-free streets, you need to get right.
Hey. We try to get. I'm like, hey, ain't y'all got some, ain't Johnson Johnson got like a baby vaccination?
Yeah.
Look, I was about to put my kids in my Spectrum uniform and go, hey, y'all go get this vaccine. Yeah.
You go get this vaccine. Hey, just tell your voice. Put some bass in your voice. Put some bass in your voice.
Look, tell them you work at Spectrum. Tell them you work at Spectrum.
They can tell them. So anyway, let me talk about vaccinations for 20 minutes. Yeah. man, Kirk Franklin. Wow. Man, I thought you was a child of God. Like, wow.
No. As a parent, as a parent, I was like, I can feel that. First off, number one, he is not a child. He's 32.
No, he's 32. He's a grown-ass man. One.
Meaning, all these years of taking care of your little punk ass, and you go and say, well, do it. I'm gonna call you right back. I'm on my way, little Nicky. Like, I promise you, you're gonna wanna see me when I knock on your door. Cause my dad gave me every parent has given them the man-to-man threat. Like, my nigga, I will fuck you up. Like, I will fuck you up like I don't know you.
Yeah. I will fight. I will beat the shit out of you. I'll beat the shit out of you. I really will. For real.
like how the old folks say, I beat you like a nigga off the street. Don't play.
Oh, man.
You ain't got to like me, but you start talking to me.
You don't respect
crazy,
me.
If I was Kurt, I'd be over there in the front yard. This. Like, let's go.
You know my brother, and this is not a chance for my brother. I work him on the show
regularly. Keep going.
Regularly. And honestly, he deserves it. He's a piece of shit.
Wow. And we're done.
That's all I'm gonna say about him being piece of shit. Other than he's staying at my mama's house right now, and he grinding my mama's nerves, like, to the point where I'm like, she called me, she's like, that nigga got to go. Like, when your mama when she come at you with that, I'm like, hey. And then I remember years ago she was like, why you treat your brother like that? And then she lives with him, and she's like, I get it. Hey, I don't want to say I was right, but anyway,
I was right though.
Here's the point. I'm coming around to make about Kirk Franklin this. My mom is on that level with my brother right now. My mom is at that place where, hey, boy, I raised you. You real disrespectful with the not bringing some hoe into my house. Real disrespectful with bringing friends into we in a whole panoramic. You bringing friends into the house and then not letting me know you're showing up with niggas in my house. Like, she's like, hey, I will fight you. We can take this shit outside. I know I'm 5'3". You like 6'8", but I will fight you. Right?
We go to these streets.
We will go to these streets. And so when you say that, I'm like, I can feel that. I feel that.
he had my, you know, undying support on that one, because I mean, even in the clip, first off, you put it out when I go off.
Yeah,
you didn't say like, you didn't record the whole conversation, you didn't say like, hey, what's up, pop, what's the problem? What? Yeah. All we hear is mother. All you know here is Kirk Franklin voice. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. I break your neck. Like, you didn't push me to that point. And we all know, as parents, you don't just go from, hey, what's up, man? I'll fuck you up. Like, hello. You don't start with hello.
Not that. But I mean, as parents, typically we're used to having patience. And if he's taking you to this point, he probably the kind of person that puts you there on a regular goddamn basis. You know what I'm saying? You've been putting up with it. Today he pushes you to that point where now I feel like I got to put my hands on you because you really
How old is his son?
32. He a grown damn man. He's a grown ass man. He's 32 years old, man. Like, the idea that you would put this out and would make it look, do you think Kirk, it's going to look bad on Kirk Franklin? No, this looks bad on you.
You a grown man. You're not 17. You're not 8. You know, and then he just made it seem like he put in long-ass posts like, no callback, no recognition. You don't call, piss me off, and expect me to call, you know, trying to be your homie. Like, I'm calling you, tell her I'm on my way over there. Say that shit to my face, bro.
I mean,
that's why I'm calling you back. So please, I mean, don't do that.
I'm sorry. This is a grown ass man. He got talked to like a grown ass man. Why are people mad?
Yeah, and I understand that he's a child of God. You know what I'm saying? Is he a minister? Is he?
No, he's a choir director.
He's just a choir. Like, I would feel like he would have graduated by now. He's been a choir director for a long ass time. Like, why is there no Kirk Franklin Church or something?
Like you ain't at least moved to the deacon board. I mean,
exactly. But he's a musician. Like, I played. I'm the producer and mixer. I don't want a church. That means I gotta stay at one place and preach every Sunday. No, I'm gonna make these hits. Gonna make these records, and that's that. So he is a gospel artist, for lack of a better word.
I would pay money to see Kirk Franklin short ass fight somebody. Like, I really want to see you at 5'3". Like, nigga, let's go.
But, hey, they say before Kirk Franklin was Mr., you know, rain down on me, he was putting him hands on the, I think from, like, South Texas, like, South Side of Dallas or something. But they say, like, hey.
He was fine.
He was on that shit. Like, he
now,
was.
You know who was like that? MC Hammer. I remember that story. Redman told a story. God, who's talking to Bly? That nigga Bly, that bitch Bly. He mentioned a story about how. Because he's a fucking cop. He's a punk ass fucking.
Don't do that. Because don't do that.
Cause you know Bly's a cop. You know Bly's a cop.
And dude, if you know he's a cop, why are you answering like, yo, so me, Ricker, and like two of his brothers went over, we worked together, right? Like, what are you talking about? I'm like,
they be on Blind TV, Blind be like, hey, so back in 93, you shot somebody. That nigga dead. Yeah, man, so what happened was me and my homie, we had riled up.
Exactly.
Like, what is happening?
Cause the baby went on there was like, I can't really talk about the whole shooting. But let me tell you about this, but I'm like, bro, just say like, hey, no comment. No comment is no comment. But anyway, yeah, he was on there. Anyway, he talked about how Hammer was that.
He was talking about how Hammer was that nigga. He talked about how he had a verse or something. He said something slick about Hammer. And then Hammer called him at the UMTV raps when at the last episode when they had all those people on there and everybody, all those rappers were there. He was there. He was like, yo, I'm going to let you slide this time. This time. But if you know, if we have any more problems. And he was like Oakland deep. He had like 90 niggas with him. He was like, I'm sorry, Mr. Hammer MC.
Yeah, he was like, he said like at the moment, he was like, all right, cool. He was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cause he said like they was in Oakland after they met, but before they actually saw each other face to face. He was like, we performing is niggas over here, is niggas at the front, is niggas at the back. Like, what's up with it? And he was like, I need to holler at this Hammer dude. But I mean, people like said for me, like, what's the dude nigga from third base? Dude from third base was talking talking shit about Hammer. And he was like, man, I was in L.A.
Matter of fact, go ahead.
I was saying he was in L.A. and he was like, many of people had to intervene on my behalf. Like, hey, he with us. He cool. He with us. He was about to get his head took off. Like. For real.
People don't know. Hammer, one of those keep your name out your mouth type people. Like when Jay-Z did that verse, he was like, unlike Hammer, 30 million can't hurt me. Even that, Hammer was like fuming over it. Like, hey, you go to LA, if you go to Oakland,
it's all.
You better stay in that. You better stay in that bulletproof Mercedes van. Don't get out.
Exactly. You don't want
these problems. You don't want these problems. Hey, that's crazy. That's
but I would definitely want to see that fight. I would definitely want to see that front yard, you know. Yeah, I can see Kirk Franklin at, you know, at the apartments, like, hey, what's up, bro? No. And then somebody, like, holding him back, like, no, Kirk, man, tell me. I just want to talk to him. I would pay money to see him outside the front yard.
And he in some of them fleece shorts, and he in them basketball slides with socks. And as soon as he see that nigga, he kick off the slides. And he's just in straight socks ready to box.
And you see him, like, getting his stance and then hiking shorts up. Like, what's up with it? Like, what?
What's up, my boy? What's up, my boy? Like, he already...
Hey, and he gotta be in a wife beater too. It's gotta be a wife beater.
He old school, so he probably has some Monarch song. Yeah. Just to get my grip, because if I fight, I can't be shoeless.
In a whole linen outfit. He didn't unbutton the shirt. He didn't took it off. Mm. He got on the linen outfit and a wife beater, ready to go to war.
That's pay-per-view right there.
That I would pay to see that. I promise you I would. Anyway.
Be in a concert afterward. Go ahead.
Now we're going to move on to this Colombian professor. Smoking. Shoot. Did he say he smoked? His name is Carl Hart, who is a professor at Columbia, says that he uses heroin to help maintain a work-life balance and says that it should be legal for everybody. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, nigga, I don't see people like this. These are crackheads. Like,
look, there is no way you can convince me to legalize that dog food. Like, bro, what are you talking about?
It's like certain stuff.
Yeah.
You would think a responsible, smart, intelligent person, you just would know that they would just understand is not cool. Where the fuck did he come from? Where did he get this from?
He said, I do not have a drug problem. Never have. Each day, I meet my personal and professional responsibilities. I pay my taxes. I volunteer in my community on a regular basis and contribute to the global community as an informed and engaged citizen. I am better for my girlfriends. Ain't no goddamn way.
tell you what. So rewrite. Hey. Once you rewrite everything you just said after you shoot up.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
and we'll see how fluid that sounds, man.
You know what? Do you know how many addicts? Do you know how many addicts have said this exact fucking thing? I don't have a problem. Addicts can never see their problem. They're addicts.
Never.
They're nature to their problem. Of course they don't like their addicts.
Well, see, I'm not going to necessarily jump down his throat with it because, I mean, like, it's cool for you because, like, if there are some people who this shit works for them. Like, we all
functional
know
functional
alcoholics. We know them. We all know the cat that gambled just a little bit too much for my liking. We all know those types of people. But that ain't everybody, though. That's not everybody.
Yeah. Now, if you want, like, but here's the thing, you know, in as far as legalization, like, I get what you're saying, but
that ain't everybody.
Because how do you say, like, okay, you don't have a problem. You can, you know, shoot up on the weekends, get back to your thing. You can do that. Everybody ain't you, or not everybody has that tolerance to where they can, you know, get lifted and then be like, hey, man, going to work.
There's no way you can say heroin should be legal. Like, I can't back you on that. I can't get with you on that. Like, not only can I not get with you on that, and maybe you don't have a problem. Maybe you can have a functioning life as a heroin user, but this is the sort of thing that will spiral out of control extremely quickly. Like, you think you got a hold on it, and then one day you hit that good shit, and next thing you know, you're pawning your fucking VCR. You're sucking dick. Like, it get out of hand fast.
They put that bad batch out. They put that shit straight from Taiwan, and you just.
Like, they didn't put that China heroin on you. You It's mixed with what that stuff they was mixing it with?
Formaldehyde?
No, it was, what was that they was mixing it with that were like, that? No, it was something they was mixing it with just was killing niggas. That's how bad it was.
You know what? You know a drug is bad when if somebody die from a batch, everybody want to use that shit. This is how heroin is. Like, oh my God, it killed Carl. Bitch, I need to get some of that. That's that fire.
When you see motherfuckers in outer space, like what they call it, you just call it the dopamine lane, where dudes be literally standing up and just bent like.
Oh man, when they hit it and they zone out, like, oh no, I don't want that level of high. I remember, God man, when I was a smoker,
fentanyl. That's what it was, fentanyl.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, how do
we not know that? They were. Wait a minute. One, you used to cut heroin with one of the most powerful opiates on the market? What the fuck?
But that's the good shit. That is the fire. With the fentanyl, you got dog food with that fentanyl cut with it. Look, you finna sell out. You finna be dead.
You finna like, be straight prints right now.
Like basically when they was mixing that shit, basically it was known that if you got this shit, about 10% of y'all is just gonna die right off the bat. No questions asked, you gonna hit it. Gonna hit it wrong too much and just gonna die.
And quit it.
This 10% of y'all just gonna die. That's what it is. So I'm taking that chance.
That's a good chance.
You like, and then there's another like 40% of y'all that's gonna die when you try to take the second hit because you were so good off the first one. So you're gonna get a second one and have too much and you gonna die. So it's about a 50-50 that you're gonna die within the next 48 hours.
Yeah,
I'm good on that.
I remember when I had stopped smoking for a long time, and then I smoked weed again. You know, it's okay. You know what they with weed is? There was a point where you were just smoking Reggie, straight Reggie.
Oh yeah.
And it would get you high, and you'd be good. You function. You go through your day. I would go through my whole goddamn day, and then I stopped smoking, and I came back. Like just like a day, it's like hey, and I realized I am not that guy anymore. I smoke and I had that dope feeling. I'm like,
I will. If you want some good stuff, you gotta get the THC wax. If you want the good stuff,
I heard
most
about that.
If you getting it. Just straight the injected part, not buying a little capsule that's already and you just screw the battery on and start. No, I'm talking about just straight THC wax. That stuff is about 89% to 95% THC. So basically, you take about two puffs, and you're gonna be upside down. That's it, upside down.
No, I want to be able to function.
What happened to regular weed?
I am a major proponent. This is one of the things I'm glad that weed is on the way to getting legalized. Give me your weak shit. Give me that weak shit, like right above regular ass weed. I'm going to smoke it. No. Oh, man, I feel good. And I can go to my son's soccer game and have a good damn day.
Hey,
I want nothing. They're going to have me just sleep.
The next iteration is that now they're selling THC-infused beverages. So, like, as an alternative to drinking, you know, a beer, you can drink the THC beverage, and it gives you the same effects as drinking a beer, except the alcohol gives you a hangover. And so now, you know, you can drink, get high, no hangover.
That actually doesn't sound bad.
It doesn't.
I wonder if it tastes good.
You can only get it in California, so we don't know.
Never know. But here's the thing.
Well, California for now. It's coming to New Jersey and I think Virginia next.
Mr. Biden, you're fucking around, man. Stop playing
with the weed. Is the real cure in there? Because if I could take, you know, a 16-ounce of THC cola, that might be the move.
Oh, and they're going to infuse it with the CBD oil as well. So now you get a little muscle kind of relaxant in there. You know, you got like all around good time.
Man, I don't know, man.
You know all of this. Why do you know all of this?
Don't worry about it.
No, you need a plug. I tell you what, in about 6 months.
Exactly. Now I'm a goddamn cop.
By 6 months, you need to invest in this new company that I've never heard of. All of a sudden, he's getting all these good stock tips. Like, yo, what could just all of a sudden just start? Who is the stock from? Hey, man, just this beverage.
Exactly.
Remember, beverage company.
A guy with a plan. A guy with a plan and a beverage.
Yeah. Before I forget, on some nerd stuff, you know, everybody can log off. You're not into the and, you know, people are like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm excited for the Snyder cut of Justice League. I'm excited.
It's comes 19th, out on the 18th,
man. 18th, and it's 4 hours long.
Oh my god!
I don't have, and I complained about this at work the other day. What happened to hour 30 minute movies? What happened to a tight a tight hour and 30 minutes. Like, I don't have 2 hours in me. I went to go watch Billie Holiday, and I was like, bitch, it's 210? It's the whole 210?
Whole 210.
Because remember, with the hour and a half movies, it was typically buddy comedies. Boom, boom, we get the answer. We get it. It was just for a good time. But for dramas, I mean, from what I've been seeing, people really want to flesh out all aspects
Judas,
of it. Because
Judas ahead. And the Black Messiah was 2 hours. Billie Holiday was 2 hours. God. Most of the dramas I've watched recently have been at least 2 hours. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
And especially if it's historical.
Yeah.
You got to get, because everybody wants their
story
little part
directly.
In there, so like, okay, this person met this person, that's how this started, and so on and so forth.
And something important, you kind of have to cover that. I'm going to be real with you guys, man. When I watched Jesus and the Black Messiah, I was familiar with the story. I knew it was going to be painful. But I was like, they retire it on today's the last day. And I was like, bitch, I better go watch it. I better finish it before they retire, because I know. And I was like, but I watched it. I was like, man, it's some bullshit, man. Son, boy. Oh, Lord Jesus.
I'm for the people.
I'm for the people. No. When he was like, hey, man, you know, my mom used to babysit in the teal, you know. And when I saw what they did to him, I didn't look for him for months. And I saw what they do, I knew I had to be a man of the people. I knew I had to help my people. And he might as well be talking about himself. He may as well be talking about himself. This is pretty much his story. Also, it's like it was like foreshadowing, because you know he went and was helping his people, and I see what he was doing. I'm like, man, I ain't doing shit with my life. This nigga was 21. This nigga was 21, and he was so powerful. J. Edgar Hoover
had to get him.
I had to get this dude at 21 years old. That's the kind of power he was wielding. I was like, yo. I'm not doing shit with my life. I'm a
punk. That's why a lot of people be online like, yeah, the government watching this and watching that. I said, the government don't miss.
Yeah.
The government wants you. Malcolm, Martin.
And I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. All of those people were all being watched by COINTELPRO, and all of them ended up being assassinated. This shit is not a fucking coincidence. It's not a coincidence. That Malcolm got shot, that Martin got shot, that Fred Hampton got shot, and they were all being watched by J. Edgar Hoover and COINTELPRO. You know what I'm saying? This is not this bullshit is on. Like they at it. And because it got me thinking, because you know, the anniversary of his assassination was February 21st. I can't remember. 21st? Anyway, I think it's somewhere in late February, middle February. Because it's almost exactly a year after One Night in Miami. So One Night in Miami was in 1964. He died in 1965, in like almost exactly a year after that meeting with him and Jim Brown and Sam Cooke. Because it was crazy, because Sam Cooke was dead by December. Sam Cooke was dead by December. Malcolm X was dead by February. So anyway, I watched that, and that same day, that article came out that said that on his deathbed, one of the guys who was kind of like William O'Neill kind of had confessed that the FBI and the federal government and local PD conspired to have Malcolm X assassinated. And it wasn't that the people who actually shot him, who were members of black Muslims at the time, were just pawns. Like William O'Neill was a pawn. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They were just pawns in this whole thing. Like William O'Neill was just a pawn in this whole thing. Even though he made a kill, he made $200,000. I saw I watched the documentary. I knew he was a piece of shit. And I still suicide was too good for me, you punk ass bitch.
And what made it so bad, like, cause I know what Lakeith Stanfield tried to do as far as like the pressure that was on him, but I'm like, at no point did they show yo mama. They never showed your kids or nobody else under the arrest. It was just you who were going to go to jail for a crime that you committed. The crime that you did.
You did that shit.
You impersonated an officer and robbed some dudes of a vehicle. So what exactly? Because it was another informant who I watched a documentary on a while ago. Ed Riggs / Othello. And he just kind of detailed how the Bureau, it's their MO. You catch somebody doing, you know, a little felonious crime, a little, you know, kind of, I don't say a goody two shoes, but somebody who you know is willing right. not to do the time. And you just say, hey, just go over there and talk to him. Just you know, just get yeah. some
just
info.
Just be there. Just hang yeah. out. Just pass us yeah. along some information. That's the informant yeah. work 101.
Yeah.
And for me, the whole problem was that, like, dude, my nigga, shut the fuck up. Yeah. That simple. Yeah. Shut up. Because yeah. you know what? Y'all would have came to me, asked me anything about that point in time. Bruh, that's long ago. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Especially if I was fouled like that. I don't know. I ain't got
you don't know you me, don't, I don't know you. Because the dude who died, you never saw him before doing interviews like, yeah, man, me and Malcolm was tight. I betrayed him. And the way he if you go back and watch the actual, like, documentary
Eyes
he
on
was
the prize.
In. Yeah. Because I've been watching that as a kid, himself. And I remember, like.
He was proud of himself. He was proud of himself. I
was working for the FBI. I was a black FBI agent at a time where there weren't FBI agents who were looked like me. Wait, first off, you want an FBI agent. That's first off. Second off, you were informant, so you was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Third off, why didn't you just shut up? You got 200. Yeah. You got a free gas station. Shut up.
He continued to be an informant against the Black Panther Party to the 80s. Today, to dissolve the damn Chicago chapter. I'm like, bitch, you're still doing this? How do you sleep at night knowing that you put that shit in Fred Hampton's drink and he wasn't even awake to watch the
There's no evidence that he did that. No evidence that he did that. And remember, the FBI also had multiple informants.
We don't know that he didn't do that. What we do know is that he was asleep and didn't wake up, and he was drugged. We just don't know that William O'Neill drugged.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying is
say
that
like,
there are...
He had drugs in his system.
What I'm saying is that they could have had like 15 or 20 informants. We don't know. Why? Because
yeah,
the rest of the informants...
Did it.
Yeah, the rest of the informants kept their damn mouths shut. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had them everywhere, but I think like that was his particular mark. If that, like, okay, like William O'Neill, you on Fred Hampton, you on this dude, you on this guy. Because remember the guy, like, I looked that up because the guy who came in bragging, like, yeah, we had a snitch in our camp, we beat the shit out and threw him in the lake. He was like, he my snitch. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's funny
And he a felon. And every single time you go to a chapter, we arrest him. And everybody in there for harboring a fugitive. We like, really?
Yeah. that should have been sign number one. You need to keep your damn mouth shut.
Yeah, just. Because he was so bragging like, you. I took it. We took him out. Like
Stanfield and the story attempted to humanize women on William O'Neill a little bit. And they didn't. It didn't work.
It failed.
Like, the entire movie, I'm like, yo. You a piece of shit, my G. You anyway. So my wife and my little producer, executive producer, is on one right now. So I guess that's it at the show.
yeah.
We'll see y'all next time.
Yeah, catch y'all there. But yeah, for real though.
What we're gonna do is when we take the next time we take, hopefully it'll be next week. I'm gonna watch Snyder Cut. We'll talk about it. I'm gonna try to watch Snyder Cut because it's 4 hours.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough one. It's gonna be a dig.
Typically, what I do is watching parts. I'm gonna watch it in segments. So just give me some time.
So Snyder Cut Justice League.
It's like a brand new movie. He did added parts.
The version that came out was essentially Joss Whedon's movie when his daughter had passed away. And I still don't know why they didn't just wait. Like, tragedy struck. Our condolences. When you get back, we'll finish the movie.
Yeah.
He, you know, took a little sabbatical to deal with his daughter dying. They call it Joss Whedon to pretty much direct a whole nother movie.
Yeah.
Like, he said, you saw 10% of my movie.
He took this footage that Snyder had done and created almost a brand new movie from that. And you can almost watch it. You can see the tonal shift. It's weird because it's like a dark movie. And then Josh Whedon will come in, and it's like these weird bits of comedy. It just feels odd and off. So they made a whole shtick about we want the Snyder Cut, and I thought this was a finished movie. No, that nigga went back to the drawing board and basically made the movie that he wanted to make. And so it's a little bit of footage from the original movie, mostly a brand new movie. It's 4 hours long. It's probably gonna be trash. I can't wait to rip it.
But I put it like this: if you, the fact that the fans were able to get it, make it happen. And so, and here's the thing, he was supposed to have three. He was supposed to get a trilogy. So that's why the movie is so long, because they probably gonna be like, hey, we're gonna have to condense three movies into one. Here you go.
And if you're feeling froggy, you can wash that shit down with some Godzilla and King Kong, or Winter Soldier, Falcon and Winter Soldier, because all that shit come out next week too. So
hold on, when does Godzilla come out?
The 19th, I think. The 19th.
HBO Max?
Yeah, I think it's HBO Max.
It might be the next week. It might be.
I'm like, that's a lot of shit in 1 week. You be like,
hang on. Let me get you.
Let me get you right.
No, it's the next week. It's the 25th. Sorry.
I'm like, shit.
So, y'all so it'll really be this week will be Snyder Cut. Next week will be Godzilla.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. Even if it's just, you know, hey, this is just...
It should be stupid. It should be fun and stupid. It's monster fun. Yeah, it should be monster fun. Anyway, yeah. All right. Let me get out of here.
Yo. I am coming. Hey, for real, though.
Oh, he coming to get that car.
Hit me.
Coming to get it.
Hit me.
He coming to get it. Let me get that.
All right, cool.
All right. All right, peace.